can I afford to live in the past? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Can I afford to live in the past? It's a very fascinating thing. Many people go to healers and they have a great experience. And the healer works with the person and says, now think, I am whole and perfect. All is in divine order. It is done now. And zap-o! The person feels so wonderful. Oh, goody, 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 goody. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, I can sing, I can dance, I can jump, I can run, I can do everything. Oh, I feel so good, I feel so good, I feel so good. Oh, my goodness, I feel so good. Oh, wow-wee! And you leave the presence of this person who has helped you to see your reality. And you go around smiling and laughing and being so uplifted. Your body is just filled with power and energy of love and wholeness, and you feel so good, you feel so good. And you go out to your car, you get in your car, and you put your key in the ignition, and you turn on the ignition, and it goes blip, blip. And you say, oh, damn. And so you do it again. Finally it catches. And then you drive down the road and you're thinking, oh, I'm so happy, I'm so happy. And as you're driving down the road, cars spin in and out in front of you because you're not driving as fast as you used to, and you're in the fast lane driving slow, and that's not too cool. And so people are kind of irritated at you, and they're sending you their energy vibrations saying, get out of the fast lane if you're going to drive slow. I don't object to you driving slow, but just don't drive slow in the fast lane. That's where I want to drive. And so then they go around you and do things that they shouldn't do, and their irritation begins to mount. And then you get to home. And when you get home, there's the family. They're all having a party. You went to your healing meeting, and they had a party. It's a Saturday night, and they're just having a good old time. And all of the refreshments are flowing abundantly, and the food is flowing abundantly, and the barbecue is on the spit, and everything is going just so great. And you look at all this sort of stuff and you think to yourself, hey, that's neat. And you go out and join them. And the first thing they do is they're talking about the conflicts in the world. And they're talking about the baseball teams. They're talking about the football teams. They're talking about the sporting activities. And then the women are talking about the different ladies and gossiping about this and that. And then the children are shouting and screaming and hollering, and they're playing, but they're playing very loud, and they're really being a bother because the adults are trying to have their conversation and the children are bothering them. And the glow that you had when you were with the healer, the glow that you had, which was such a lovely energy, little by little fades away as you go back and enter into your old society. As you go back and enter into how you used to be, you're no longer that beautiful, uplifted, healed being who's living in the now. You allow yourself to live in the past. You allow yourself to live in yesterday, in thinking about the things you used to do. And as you allow yourself to live in the past becomes your present. The past becomes your now. And no longer are you living in that vibration, in that energy of wholeness. No longer are you living in the energy of unconditional love. But you're living in the past. You're living in how you used to be and how you still are. for your healing was only a momentary thing. It was only for the moment that you were healed, because it was only for the moment that you listened within. It was only for a moment that you heard the design of the divine within you. Only for a moment. Only for a moment that you paid attention to all of the joy and the peace and the love that you are. And then, even as you left the auditorium, even as you left the lecture room and began walking to your car and driving back to your house, each one of the adventures brought you closer and closer to yesterday and further from the now, from this today moment now. And naturally, things only continued to get more and more unhappy for you. Can we live in the past and have an uplifted life? Can we live in memories? We dote on history. We say, history is so beautiful. But many writers are writing today interesting books about history. They're saying, history written by the history writer is written to show a certain thing. It's written to show a particular idea. The fact is, history is written to show what the author wants to show history showing. It wants to make the United States look like a very good country in everything that it does, even when it does something stupid. It wants to make the other nations of the world who are in opposition to the United States look terrible, even though the historians who live in those countries make their countries look like the wonderful, wonderful country, and any other country which is in opposition to them as the enemy, as a terrible country. Now, are they both right? Are they both wrong? What is it that we're to do? Well, if we live in the now, if we live in this instant with no future and no past, we just live enjoying who and what we are. We are human beings, or divine beings, hopefully, but we are human beings who are living in a loving atmosphere of peace and harmony and goodness. We are people who have left the healer and have come out of that experience uplifted. And we've come out of that experience uplifted because our energy was turned to a positive path. And any time we take our energy and turn it to a negative path, we take away all of the positive benefits that we have. Because now we're working on negative energy. And negative energy will produce itself just as positively as positive energy. Negative energy will be just as forceful as positive energy. You say, oh, it's more forceful. It's more positive. Yeah. Because you give it that attention. Now, when you think a thought, I love you, do you think, where were you last night and what were you doing? And you see, now those are hateful thoughts. Those are thoughts of mistrust. Those are thoughts of unhappiness. Now, you say, I like you, I love you, and that's one. And then, how many times do you say, I love you? How many times do you tell yourself, I love me? How many times do you tell yourself, I like me? How many times do you tell yourself, I'm a wonderful guy, I'm a wonderful girl, I'm a wonderful being, oh wow, am I a happy, happy person? How many times do you do that? Oh, how many times do you get angry with somebody else? How many times do you get angry with yourself? How many times do you get upset with the world around you? How many times do you read in the newspapers unhappy events and you take those on for yourself? How many times do you go to the theater and watch unhappy things happening? Well, you mean I've got to just not participate in the outer world? Well, that's a good statement. Not participate in the outer world. Participate in the inner world. And your presumed outer world is in the inner world, because that's where it starts. And just say, everyone I meet is loving, joyous, and happy. And you can participate with everyone, because you'll meet everyone who is loving, joyous, and happy. You can say, the world is peace now. There is now peace on earth, and it began with me, you see. And wow, what a lovely gift you give to your creation, the world. The world is all upset, and everybody's angry at each other, and things are not good. Well, you see, that's not a nice thing to give to your world. That's not a thoughtful thing that you want to give to your world, but it is sometimes the thought that comes into our mind. It's up to us today to take our mind and direct it where we want it to go. Where do we want our mind to go? What do we want to think about? What is important for us? How long does the healing last that we get when we are in the powerful vibrations of a healing agent? How long will it last? How long will it be in our world, in our life? How long? Well, just as long as we keep it up. Just as long as we keep saying, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. Just as long as we say, I like me. And pretty soon, we will say, I like me, and there will be no other thought in our mind, because we say it so much, we say it so completely. Now, there was a demonstration of a healing that took place, where the instructor told the people to think a positive thought, and then to think that positive thought in the now, and believe that it's done, and it's done. Well, the instructor demonstrated that some people it was done, and some people it wasn't. Because some people could live in the now, and other people had to live in the future or past, and in living in the future or past, they lived in the possibilities of things not being the way they wanted them to be. But to live in the now is not a momentary thing. It is not something you do just now. It is something you do in every now. You do it in the now that's to come and the now that's past. In the now that exists everywhere, it's just all divine order. And as you are able to train yourself to live only in now, you will find that if your now is happiness, if your now is wholeness, if your now is abundance, if your now is happy relations, if your now is everything good and beautiful, then your always is that way. Your every now is that way. Think on these things. It's simple, forthright, definite, but it's not something that is done just because, click, you're cured. Because you may have an outer cure, but if you have the thought still in your mind of unhappiness, or the thought still in your mind that you are ill, like plastic surgery, cosmetic surgery they do to people to make their faces look beautiful after some difficult circumstance, and the face is gorgeous, the face is magnificent, the face is glorious, and the people are living in the past. And so soon the face reverts to where it was before the surgery took place, because the person will not accept that it is really so. Instant surgery and instant healing are wonderful, and they're a blessing. But until it is a permanent experience in our consciousness, where it is now done, it is done now, it is now done, it is done now, until that is our permanent attitude of mind, we will experience the unhappiness that we would like to give away. Think on these things. It's what makes your world go round. Have a happy life. Now. I like you. I love you. I love you. I love you.